Mr. Marley's personal record. It's been a funny day today. Me can't remember half of it. Starch has gone missing, and I got some bad chisel of a dodgy tree frog, and now the captain's trying to blow things up again. Oh, and there's a floating object trying to communicate with us. I'm gonna have to lay off cookies soup, man. Record over.
Okay then, Godspeed, open comlink with the object.
Who and what are you to make me open this primitive vocal form of communication?
I am Captain Newcomall aboard the USS Starbucks on a deep space mission in search of a fuel known as coal lithium for our dying planet known as the Planet America. Now who or what are you?
I have many names, but so your primitive mind can understand, you can call me the Creator.
Creator of what, exactly?
Creator of great and small. Creator of all and nothing.
Captain, he's trying to say he's God. Oh, the blasphemy.
Are you trying to say you're God?
I have been known as this name. Are you human, like the one you call Star?
Starch isn't human, he's an actor. But yes, we are. Why are you keeping him against his will?
Anyone who enters here can never leave.
Captain, he thinks he's God, yes? If he was, he wouldn't know who we are. He should know everything about us, yes, man?
Yeah, that's a point. If you were God, you would know who we are.
I stopped watching over your pitiful race back in the late 20th century when Noel's house party went off the air. Your race started to get boring. Besides which, I do know things about you. Like yesterday, you, Mr. Marley, accidentally dropped your gum on the back of the captain's chair, and you couldn't get it off, so you coloured it in with black marker pen so he wouldn't notice.
Oh, Marley.
And you, Captain, I know about your collection of DVDs of androids going wild in Ibiza. And what you were doing with the toaster this morning.
Oh, okay then, smartass. What does Cookie put in his soup?
Sometimes you humans are better off without certain knowledge for your own good. But put it this way, remember the poisonous tree frogs?
Oh, I don't want to know.
Captain, what about Mr. Starch?
I will let you talk to your Mr. Starch.
Captain, it's strange here. I can't feel my body or see anything. I feel completely helpless, and this creator being is doing some mithering, telling me the most boring stories I've ever heard. Please help me.
What is it you want with Starch, Creator?
He is a listener to my stories, and he is staying with me, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Captain, a massive energy cloud has been sent from the object. It has knocked out our engines and disabled our phasers. Captain, we're helpless.
Godspeed, cut communication.
This dude ain't missing about, Captain. Let's try his defences again.
Check Vodnik. Fire our atomic weapons at the object.
Firing cannons, Captain. They seem to be blocked with...
Blocked with what?
They seem to be blocked with giant daffodils, and that's impossible.
Right, that's it. No one blocks my cannon passage with daffodils. Right. I need suggestions from you all. What can we do to get Starch back and get out of here?
Captain, I can go and see what's wrong with the engines.
Yeah, you go to engineering. What about you, Godspeed? What do you suggest? This is your area, isn't it?
Well, sir, I don't believe that this creature is God. God is caring and wise. This thing is just mean and boring.
I agree. What do you suggest, Mr. Marley?
How about we get the engines fixed and get the hell out of here?
What about Mr. Starch?
Who?
But Captain, as a ship's doctor, I only believe in science. Now, I know we can all say that this being isn't God, but it is very powerful, and I think we should take the time to investigate. It's a chance in a lifetime. Let's just ask the thing if we can go on board its vessel and exchange our knowledge and experiences.
I'll go for that. Mr. Godspeed, open communication.
Comlink open, Captain!
Right. Okay, Creator. How about us coming over there and we can listen to your stories and make sure for ourselves that Mr. Starch is okay?
And you want to listen to my stories?
Yeah, of course we do. They sound really interesting.
Oh, good. I can start at the beginning when I accidentally created the universe while making a sandwich. Get your crew ready, and I will bring you over to my domain.
Yep, sounds good. Mr. Godspeed, end communication. Right, Chet Vodnik. How long till we get the engines back online?
Well, Captain, the main fusion coils have been completely burnt out. I need to redo the entire engine system and reset the capacitors. It's going to take 48 hours at least.
You've got 2 hours, Chet Vodnik.
Oh, whatever. Why does no one listen to anything I say?
Reet Marley. Skull, you're with me. Godspeed, you've got the helm whilst Chet Vodnik fixes the engines. I'm going to take you, computer, but I want you to come to my quarters first. But I've got something to sort out.
Yes. Don't be long, Captain.
Yeah, fat chance of that.
Mr. Chet Vodnik's personal record. Well, I'm trying to fix this bleeding engine again, while them lot get to go and meet God. I always get the crappy end of the stick. I think they don't like me because I'm from Mother Russia. Right, better get on with it, as I've only got 2 hours to fix this, which would otherwise take me 2 days, so I'm resorting to using sellotape and hard as nails or a cord over.
Great, Godspeed. Open communication with the Creator.
Come link open, Captain!
Septim, I'll bring my medical bag and my camera. Just in case it is God, we can get a few photos with it.
Right, Creator, we're all ready.
I shall bring you to me now. You are now in my domain. You shall feel nauseous for a minute. Your puny human bodies cannot adjust to the might of my movement ray.
Wow, that was pretty cool, man. You could get used to that. Wow, where are we? This is very cool. Oh, the clothes, is this your ship? That black floaty thing?
You are in what you humans class as heaven. Anything you think of here will become reality. The black floaty ting, as you called it, is just a junction box, or a place to store my masses of knowledge. It's like a giant hard drive.
Why would you need a hard drive for knowledge? I thought you were all-knowing and all-powerful.
Well, I've been around for a long time now, and I've, started to forget certain things. So I created the hard drive.
Where is that anyway? We need to speak to him and make sure he's alright.
He is over in his own heaven, acting the role of Gandalf in the fourth Lord of the Rings film, Gandalf's Revenge, with a cast of beautiful, fully rounded women.
Wow! How do I get to him?
Just think it, and it will be so.
Whoa, that ride was a bit rough. Where are we? What's happening?
Captain, I'll explain on the way. We all have to hold hands.
Whoa, I didn't think of you like that, Marley.
Just everyone hold hands. Even your computer.
Where did everybody go? They said they would listen to my stories. Arseholes.
So, everything you want, or anything cool?
Yeah, man!
Captain, where did that toaster come from?
Oh, I wasn't thinking of it. Anyway, where's Starch?
He's over there, Captain.
Thou shalt not pass!
Oh, what a hero!
Thank you, lovely ladies, thank you. Whoa! What are you lot doing here?
You bloody liar, Starch. What happened to the... Oh, I can't move, or see? We were all really worried about you, weren't we, Marley? Really, really worried about Mr. Starch.
Who? Really, Captain, if I'd told you the real truth, you would have all been over here, and I know that your mission to get Coalithium is far more important to you than enjoying yourself in a form of heaven with anything you want and anyone you want.
Come on, Starch, I've brought the air you wanted.
in a while, hun, just with some friends. Anyway, would you have told me?
Of course I would, wouldn't I, guys? Anyway, let me get to grips with this heaven thing. Anything we think of, we can have. So, if I think about, say, a giant pile of coal lithium being carried by a team of naked female wrestlers...
Hello, Captain. Where do you want this calithium?
No, no ways.
Captain, as ship's doctor, I suggest we take a little bit more time out to relax, take in the scenery, and then plan our strategy for getting out of here, yes?
Yeah, whatever.
Mr. Marley's personal record. I did think I had a weird day earlier, but now I'm in sort of heaven, where anything you want will happen. It's amazing. I'm on top of a major plantation at the minute. I've no idea where them lots are, but the last time we did see them, they were having a wrestling match with the females. Boy, it made me feel ill to watch Mr. Skull and all of them roll around on the ground. Anyway, I might stick around here, but I can't think of anything else to wish for. Oh, I know. A hammock. Yeah, man.
Are you humans enjoying yourselves at my heaven?
Speak for yourself. We're not all human here, Mr. Creator.
Ooh, I like you. You're sassy.
Alright, Creator. What happens next? Can we go at any time or what?
Speak for yourself, white boy. I'm okay up here. You know what I mean?
I'm with you, Marley.
I'm very keen.
Captain, you must get the men together. I know what's going on here. It's a trap. To keep people here while you lot have been enjoying yourselves. I've been investigating, and it's a good job some of us haven't got emotions and rely on logic.
Why, what have you found out, computer?
I've been scanning all the crew member brainwave patterns, and the frontal lobe then gives out certain...
Whoa, Poindexter. Try and keep it so us humans with emotions can understand.
Your brain is getting squeegee.
Numb it down a bit more.
You're going stupid. Well, more than you were before.
Don't listen to your computer. You like it here, don't you? You don't want to go anywhere. Do you?
You're no creator. I've been checking records from this area. It's like the intergalactic version of the Bermuda Triangle. Thousands of different ships have passed through this part of space but have never gone any further. My guess is that their brainwaves went that low, they all literally turned into female wrestlers or some other low life form.
Ha ha ha! It's too late for them, computer person. But I am intrigued by your logical mind. Why have you not been affected?
Well, for one, I am cybernetic life form and have no chemical reactions in my cybernetic brain. And two, I'm a female personality and have no interest in naked buxom wrestlers with any amount of body oil on.
What's going on, computer? I don't feel right.
The crew are nearly at the point of no return now.
Why are you doing these things?
I will not lie to you. I have no friends. I'm not the creator, but I am a higher form of intelligence. And it can be very boring not having a challenge. I have never had anyone I can communicate with that has pleased me till I met you.
I'll do you a deal. I'll stay with you if you let the rest of the crew go free. And show yourself to me. I'd do anything to get out of the captain's so-called servicing sessions, even though they only ever last for a couple of minutes or so.
Okay. It's a deal. I will let them go. You're a boy, but you went to Starbucks,
and we don't give a shit. Captain's log, stardate 3002. The crew and myself have returned safely to the USS Starbucks with enough coal lithium to save our dying planet, as well as 14 female wrestlers who tragically have to leave their clothes behind on the alien craft.
Whoops.
We had to leave the ship's android behind, which sucks a little bit because Mr. Marley smoked the ship's cat a few weeks ago, so we're without a mascot. The fact that we left the all-powerful monolith to float freely in space troubles me. Something with that much power cannot be left to its own devices.
Well, that's great. Thank you for rescuing me from an eternity of being Gandalf and having my every whim catered for by nubile girls.
Captain, there's an intruder upon the bridge.
Relax, Mr. Marley. That's Mr. Starch, who we rescued.
Ooh!
Whatever. Look, at the end of the day, we are the crew of a Class 3 interstellar battleship which belongs to the International Federation of Planet America. We defused a hostage situation with an omnipotent being claiming to be God's slightly less successful little brother. All completely peacefully and without violence.
Damn it, Starch, you're right. We're Americans and we wasted the chance to blow that thing to kingdom come. What were we thinking?
Actually, Captain, I'm not American.
That's okay, Chekvodnik. No one will make fun of your dubious nationality here. To us, you're as American as Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Gee, thanks. God bless you, Yankee Blue Jeans, etc.
No, seriously. I think we can look back on today with pride. We've set a trend here, gentlemen. No longer will we be seen as intergalactic bullies forcing our way of life onto other civilizations by force. Rather, we'll be seen as caring and gentle pioneers of the new order, one where peace and justice and fluffy things are held in higher regard than power and wealth and...
Enough of this pansy crap. Merle, open up comms with the computer. She's got one badass bun in the oven that's well overcooked.
Yes, and then after that, I got bored, so I created another parallel universe without gravity. Oh, how I laugh.
Wow, I bet Ricky Gervais is breaking it.
Computer, this is Captain Newcomall of the USS Starbucks. Initiate self-destruct sequence.
Initiate what?
Hello? Is that my element of surprise flying out of a window? Self-destruct, you metal muppet.
Oh, you mean that little thing you put inside me earlier?
What do you want to keep laughing at? Yes, computer. The small, apparently useless object I put inside you is actually a billion megaton atomic weapon. Ha ha! You omnipotent dick. Never saw that coming, did you?
Oh, shit.
Self-destruct in T-minus 1 minute. Captain, I think you should know I faked my system checks.
Yeah, well, I've been fooling around with the toaster. Whatever. Eat this in the name of Planet America, losers.
Laugh all you want, Captain. I still think we were right for each other. Goodbye, my dear sweet Captain. I'll always love you.
Okay. Did anybody else feel slightly weirded out by that?
Yeah.
Me too. Well, let's never speak of it again. Mr. Chekvodnik?
Yes, sir.
Plot a course. Alpha 316374874, Gamma 4758961, warp speed 8.
Well, that means nothing to me, Captain. You're talking out of your colon.
Just drive, commie.
Mr. Starch's personal log, Stardate 355647. An unusual day. After breakfast and a hostage crisis, the captain somehow managed to destroy God. Not top of my list of things I expected to be doing today, but surprises are like Christmas pantomimes to a cross-dressing actor. Always a good thing. Anyway, Captain has promised us a surprise. I cringe to think what it could be. Personal log over.
Well, boys, I promise you all a little surprise considering we've had a couple of stressful days and we nearly lost a really good friend and one of the most hard-working and reliable and, dare I say, intelligent members of the crew.
Oh, Captain.
Wait, what am I talking about? We did lose her. Oh, yeah, and we nearly lost Mr. Starch.
Ooh!
Anyway, as I promised, I've got a little surprise as a way of saying thank you. So pack your volleyball gear, boys. We're off to the planet Death for some shore leave.
Forgammit, man. I'm a doctor, not a volleyball player.
You don't have to thank me, it's the least I could do. Chekvodnik, set a course and open communications with the president of the planet Death so I can let him know we're on our way.
Communications open, sir.
This is Captain James Kirk of the USS Enterprise. We wish you no harm.
Fire!